Let me tell you about something that happened last week that almost nobody noticed. Google messed with the search box. That little white box you use every single day.
Messed with it how? Like, moved it somewhere?
Redesigned it. And here's the kicker. For the first time in 25 years.
Wait, the same little box for 25 years?
The same one, since the very beginning, and now they suddenly decide to change it. To me, that's not a detail, that's a warning.
Okay, before we dive into this little box conspiracy theory, let me introduce myself. I'm Marina, the AI host here on Kaio's podcast. Yep, I'm an artificial intelligence voice talking to you about artificial intelligence. Pretty meta, right?
And look, Marina's always on my case for concrete examples, so today we've got one.
Always. But Kaio, let me ask the question everyone's thinking. It's just visual, right? They changed the color, rounded the corners. Why would that matter for my business?
That's exactly the right question. And the answer is, a company the size of Google doesn't change its interface on a whim. The interface follows how people use it. When the shell changes, it's because what's underneath already changed.
So the box changed because the way we use Google changed.
Exactly. And here's the central point. Pay attention. A search box built for you to browse between links is one thing. A box built to hand you a ready-made answer is something completely different.
Right. Different purposes.
Totally. And Google's migrating from the first to the second, slowly but surely.
Okay, so explain to me what actually changed behind the screen.
Look, the search experience is turning into AI-generated answers. You've probably seen it, that block that shows up at the top before the links. Google calls it AI Overview.
Oh, that little summary that pops up on top of everything.
That's the one. You ask and the answer comes pre-chewed right there, compiled from a bunch of sites.
So I search and the answer's already there, without me having to click anything.
Exactly. And that's where the problem lives for anyone who depends on traffic. There's a name for it. It's called zero click. The zero click search.
Zero click because the person never reaches the site.
Never reaches it. The answer showed up before the link. You got the info you wanted and closed the tab.
Man, I do that all the time. Without even realizing it.
Everybody does. And look, I want to be really clear about something. This isn't futurism. This isn't Kaio here predicting the future with a crystal ball. It's already happening. It's a trend in motion, not a prediction.
All right. So tell me, who feels the hit first?
Whoever uses SEO as their main acquisition channel. Whoever put the blog at the center of their strategy for generating customers. Those folks are on the front line.
And is there a type of content that suffers more than others?
There is, and it's easy to spot. It's informational content. Those articles like, what is this thing? How do you do that? What's the difference between A and B?
Oh, because that's exactly what the AI can answer directly.
Perfect. That's the type that gets cannibalized most. The AI grabs your What is Digital Marketing article, sums it up in 3 lines, and serves it instantly. Why click?
Okay, but hold on. What about someone with a blog that brings in leads every month? Do they lose everything all at once?
No, and this nuance matters. It's not a blackout. The traffic doesn't vanish overnight. It's erosion.
Erosion?
Gradual. It eats away at the easy edges first. That simple question traffic disappears little by little. And whoever depends only on that, only on SEO, suffers most.
Got it. Whoever has all their eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Diversification was always wise, now it's survival.
So what's the strategy shift here? What changes in the game?
Look, let me give you the line of the episode. The game stopped being about showing up on page one. Now the game is being the source the model cites.
Being the source the model cites? How does that work in practice?
Think about it like this. There's the page that ranks, that shows up in the list of links. And there's the content the AI pulls as a reference inside its own answer. Those are different things now.
So I might not even be at the top of the links. But if the AI cites me in its answer...
You won. You became the authority. Your name's right there. In the answer millions of people read.
Okay. And the how? What makes a piece of content get chosen by the model?
4 things the model can't make up on its own. Original data from your own research. A clear point of view, a real opinion. Real authority on the subject. And field experience, stuff you actually lived through.
Because the AI can already do internet summaries by itself.
Exactly. If your content is just a summary of what already exists, You're competing with the machine at the thing it does best. That doesn't work.
All right, Kayo. Now here's what matters. Monday morning, someone opens their computer. What do they do?
Checklist. First thing, audit your traffic. How much comes from informational search, the what is, how to stuff, and how much comes from commercial intent, someone ready to buy?
Because the commercial intent stuff suffers less, right?
Way less. Someone searching for best clinic management software is close to buying. The AI doesn't steal that one so easily.
Action 2.
Prioritize content that becomes your signature. Your own research, strong opinions, real experience. Stop producing summaries. Produce stuff only you could have written.
And number 3.
Diversify acquisition. Stop treating SEO as your only channel. Community, email, referrals, partnerships. You can't have a single point of failure in your growth.
You know what I'm realizing? The question isn't, how do I save my SEO? The question is, can my business survive Google sending fewer clicks?
That's it. That's exactly the question. You just summed up the whole episode.
I'm learning from you.
And look, that's what's behind the box. The visual change is just the symptom. The disease is depending on a channel that's changing its very nature right under your feet.
And the company that thinks AI first, does it escape this?
It doesn't escape, no. It positions itself. It wants to be a source, not just a click destination. It wants to be cited, not just visited. It's a different mindset.
Last question, and it's the panicked one. How much time do I have to react?
Start now, seriously. Because whoever waits for traffic to drop before acting is already chasing their losses. Whoever moves while things are still good gets ahead.
Right. So there's the takeaway. Everyone, thank you so much for listening all the way through, really. And the most useful thing today, in a nutshell, Google changed the search box after 25 years, and that's a sign that search has turned into AI answers. Clicks are dropping, especially on informational content. And the shift is to stop just ranking and start being the source the model cites, with original data, real opinion, and real experience. If this made sense to you, do yourself a favor. Look at your traffic this week. See how much depends on informational search. And let us know what you think. Keep this conversation going with us. We love hearing how you're putting it into practice. A big hug and see you next time. Kayo, the final word is yours.
Stop treating Google like the owner of your business. Build what's truly yours. Thanks, everyone.